dog ain't many people can do that, you know, and get by with it. Cut me off? There we go. I think that man thought I was going to cut him out. I'm sure if you're going to take my picture, hurry up, because I want to smile. I'm going to get serious in a minute. All right, boys, smile now. Whoop, 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 whoop. Whoop. Thank you. That'll be in all the papers tomorrow. Thank you. That's the last issue of the paper, folks, so you better buy it. I'm telling you right now, I was back there backstage a while ago, and I was just minding my own business, sitting there by the tree stump, just like I always did, just sit around. I don't work for a living. I just do this for a living and take handouts. But I heard a scream over there in that little house trailer sitting over there, and I run over there to see what it was. You know what that was, John?
What was that song on?
That girl trying on one of them living bras, and it bit her.
Oh!
You too. That's the last of that camera. I'm telling you, I feel pretty good.
Hey, so long. You say you'll go get her, eh?
I'm a go get her.
Your wife works, you go get her.
That's right. She works, I'll go get her. I was coming over here tonight, and I hadn't had any supper, Johnny, and I'm telling you right now, I was so hungry, I stopped at there. I ain't going to call the name, because y'all may not go there, and they might want to feed you tonight or tomorrow. Anyhow, I stopped there, and I was so hungry, and I couldn't read that there menu. They had so many old fancy names on there. And I bought the old standby, and I said, well, just give me a hamburger and a soda water. And while I was sitting there eating that soda water and drinking that hamburger, I got to wondering about how much that thing would cost. But you know, I done ate half of it and couldn't get it back. Well, I went ahead and ate it. I went ahead and ate it all anyway, and it didn't bother me too much. So I got up there and asked the lady, I said, lady, how much is that hamburger and that soda water? She says $2.50. You know, I'm telling you right now, I was broke. I didn't have but a dollar. Had to borrow a dollar from a total stranger to finish paying for it, and I know he knew he'd never get it back. But that made me mad, and I walked up there, been fixing to go out the door, and I turned around, and I saw something around that lady's neck, and I said, lady, what is that around your neck? She said, that's my bead, stupid. I said, well, I didn't know. I thought maybe it's your garters, everything else so high around here. Woo! Oh, that boy broke his That fella, the other night, too. The highway patrolman, you know, we always got to tell one on the highway patrolman. He caught a man driving while intoxicated. In other words, he'd been drinking. And he told him, he says, fella, says, ain't you been drinking? He says, no, I ain't been drinking. Just had one. He said, well, let me see you walk that white line down the middle of the road. He got there and walked that line just as straight as he could and come back. And he said, I told you I wasn't drunk. See there? He said, just to prove to you, he said, I'll jump up on that barbed wire fence. Walked that for you. So he jumped up on that barbed wire fence, and he took two steps, and he fell off, and he didn't know he fell off in a cow pasture. And about that time, here come one of them old big, black, longhorn bulls. I mean, just plowing for him. And that boy laying over there in the pasture, and he kind of come to, and he saw that thing coming to him. He didn't know what it was. And he reached up there, and he grabbed it by the horns, and he throwed that thing down, and it scared the bull so bad, the bull turned around and walked, run off the other way. And he shook his head a little bit and told the patrolman, said, see there? Said, I told you I wasn't drunk. Didn't you see me throw that man off that bicycle? Went to one of these shows the other night, and there was a fellow there. You know, we always talk about people from Texas, and they always have things big out in Texas. Well, nothing keeps them from having a big car sitting out front of one of those shows. He had one of them Cadillacs. And it was all dressed up in steer hides. He had cowhide seat covers. He had cow horns on the hood. He even had a cow tail on the back. And about midway to the show, the manager of the show come in there and stopped the show. He says, who in the world's got that car out in front of the show? And this old fellow from Texas said, I have, sir. He says, well, I wish you'd go move it. Some darn drunk's out there trying to milk the back seat. little boy went to church the other night, and you know how little boys will do. He slipped his cap pistol in his pocket, And when he got about halfway through the sermon, he fired that thing. Boy, I'm telling you, just scared the daylight out of everybody. And so Mama grabbed him and started out with him. And some old lady, about a little old lady sitting there, you know, in her regular seat, she grabbed the lady. She said, "You're not going to whip that boy for shooting that gun in here." No. And she kind of shook her head. Yeah. She said, "Well, I wouldn't. He done scared the devil out of more of it tonight than the preacher has in 10 years. Well, I'll tell you, Sunday being Mother's Day, and I hope you all have a good Mother's Day. I always get the letter. You see, my home's up in the Carolinas, and I ain't going to get to go home this Mother's Day. But I've already called my mother and talked to her, and everybody's fine up in that part of the country. I'll have to stay with my children's mother this Mother's Day, and that'll be just as good, won't it? Anyhow, she always writes me a letter about this time of year to let me know she's still living. And she goes something like this. She says, "Dear son," and there's three blank lines there, and I ain't never figured out what that was. "This is to let you know your Aunt Sophie died. Hopes it finds you the same." "Son, when you come home, you will find us booed." Well, that's nice. "You will find us booed. Well, I tell you, we're building a brick house across the road from the old brick house." Here's something I can't figure out, though. Says we're going to live in the old brick house until the new one's built. Now, how can they do it when they use the brick from the old brick house? But they did it. "Your Uncle Ned was working on the roof the other day. He fell in a barrel of turpentine. He was last seen hightailing it toward Miami." I bet that turpentine burned, didn't it? Well, let's see. It says, P.S., I guess that means possum snout. That's all. "The corn boy next door married the cob girl down by the road." How about that? "They had a baby boy and named him Nubbin." "He had pretty silky hair, and they put him in a crib." Everybody looked at him and said, "Oh, shucks." P.S. again, I guess that means pig sausage this time. "We would have sent the $10 we owed you, but done already sealed the envelope. Bye now, and may the good Lord always keep you from your loving mother." Woo! I feel good tonight. I feel like playing a little music. What do you say, fellas? I got a little song that goes something like this. I got another here that I'm not going to take up much more of your time because my time's just about up, but I want to do this one for you. I've done it every year since I've been on the Folk Festival, and I think that was about 13 years ago we started, right? And always enjoy doing this. The only thing about it, just don't do it if you've got a cold. This is where I play two harmonicas at one time. So it goes something like this. Thank you.
almost.
Thank you very much.
He's a serious fella, all right, isn't he? For 13 years, the best of the club from Missouri Town, under the direction of Miss Frances Valenta, have added their colorful Czechoslovakian lore to the folk festival. It's with great pride that I present the Beseda Club of Missouri Town. Miss Frances. The Beseda tonight were Mrs. Kirkpatrick from Brooksville and Mr. Finor from Missouri Town. Let's give them a hand. And this is the little lady who keeps the Beseda alive. Let's give her a hand. From the sublime to the ridiculous, and that's the way life is, you know. The Country Cousins Kitchen Band from way over in Lake City, Florida. Well, I'm sorry I didn't see you. You were so little. I'll catch you in a minute. Well, you can always tell when there are a lot of countrymen around, can't you? Let's give them another hand. And now, if Will McLean will come forward, we'll let him sing his special song.
Thank you, Cousin Thelma. Good evening to you, ladies and gentlemen. It was my privilege to hear a story quite some time ago. I think it's a beautiful story. It was told to me by none other than our charming Cousin Thelma Bolton. As a result, this is a song called Fish Holston. It is a true story. In the town of Cedar Key lived a man so proud and free. Nature learned him many secrets of her ways. Learned him how to know the fire burning in the critter's eyes, fill his heart with restless music, sad and gay. Creatures stirring in the night stopped to listen with no fright to Fish Holston as he sang and played. Fingers dancing on the strings, claws and bow made fiddle rings, till the air so softly with strange music. Got arrested, put in jail, caged up this man that wailed, as the Lord laid on Al wanting to be free. Sometime to turn him go, his face so full of woe, people broke his heart with thoughtless mockery. Took his gun, he did go to a place where no one knows, vanished like the coldness leaves river sand. Gone back to nature's arms, still living free alone, long lives the mournful cry of this sad man. Living so proud and free, Fish Holston's gone back to nature's way. She will no secrets tell of Fish and where he dwells. Willow the Wisp, he will ever remain. I'd like to do a little song now that is quite dear to me. It is called Away O-E. The O-E is the echo to away. Away we all go, when the sun comes down and the yellow moon is giving up. Away we all go, away. Away we all fly, when the haunting beasts are the sailing through the frozen sky. Away we all fly, away we. Away we all sing, a lilting song for my step is light, my heart has wings. Away we all sing, away. Away we all love, the earth, the sea, the people, and our God above. Away we all love, away we love. When in my final sleep, I trust my soul departs into the heavens deep, for I'll have done my best, away.
Several years ago, and what an honor it is to have them join our Florida Folk Festival family. Let us welcome the Beers. Evelyn, Bob, and Marty.
We're going to sing one of our old family songs, and we're going to accompany it on the psaltery. And just in case you're not familiar with what the psaltery is, it is an ancestor of the harpsichord. It's a plucked instrument that preceded all the keyboard instruments. It's very old. This one went on a covered wagon across the prairies to Montana about 100, well, not 100 years ago, about in the 80s sometime. We're going to sing Dumbarton's Drums. Years ago, when young ladies courted or were ready to, were of courting age, they would wear a sprig of thyme in their hair or on their dress somewhere. And there were many symbols among the flowering plants that had to do with love and romance. For instance, the rose meant true love, and the willow tree meant sorrow and sadness, and the oak tree stood for strength. In this next song, Evelyn and Marty sing about a garden in which grows plenty of thyme.
In my garden grew plenty of thyme. It would flourish by night and by day.
To do some old-time fiddling for you of a type that was done maybe 100 years ago. Evelyn is going to beat the straws on another fiddle that's tuned in a different key than this one is tuned in. This fiddle is tuned in what I call D-A-D-A, or a open fourth, or even fourth. And I'm going to play it with a Tennessee bow, which was a kind of a bow that was used in this country when you couldn't go out and buy one in a store. This has the advantage of playing on all four strings at the same time. Marty's going to play the banjo in a very primitive style. She is a primitive player. She's never studied banjo or anything. She's learned it by herself. And this, incidentally, is one of the banjos that Genus Cottrell, who was here at the festival last year, made. It's made out of a pressure cooker rim, and Genus cuts all the wood on his own property that's used in it, and the decorations are made out of knitting needles. So here is a tune. Hand me that thing over there. Who recognizes what this is? Who knows what it is? That's right. This is a twitching stick. Now then, if you're going to shoe a horse, the way to keep from getting your brains kicked out is to put one of these on the horse's nose. I won't tell you exactly how it's done, but it takes all the interest in kicking that a horse has out of him. And I'm going to sing you a song about a young horseman who goes a-court and the interesting use he finds for a twitching stick.
Story goes. riders one and all. This is the way to keep them shod and hold them in the stall. When they do shake and tremble, don't never be unkind. Just make yourself a twitching stick and pacify their mind.
Thank you.
We are so proud that the beers do belong to our Folk Festival family, and I think this should make you doubly proud. I hope you buy every record they brought with them. Introducing the Beers family, with Salisbury Old Time Fiddles, Limberjacks, Mountain Dulcimer Fiddlesticks, and 14 wonderful songs. Let's give them a hand. And while we're talking about buying things, I hope everybody here will want to join the Stephen Foster Folklore Guild. We have a little booth over there where memberships are available. You know, it's a wonderful thing that all the participants who come to the Florida Folk Festival come on their own. Nobody's paid. But we have to get ready, and we have to have a little money. So the Folklore Guild backs us up, and when the Stephen Foster Memorial Commission doesn't have quite enough to go around, well, then the Guild comes forward and helps. So we hope that all of you who like what we do will join the Stephen Foster Folklore Guild. Now, we couldn't have a folk festival without Hillsborough County, Tampa in particular, and the wonderful Pee-wees, International Dancers, the Palmacea Pee-wees, under the direction of Joe K. Carter.
Thank you.